Blog Talk Radio.
All right, and we are on. Hi, I'm Kate Thompson, and you heard a little bit with Malachi the Majestic and King Tut. And boy, two young new rappers right out of Missouri. We're going to be talking to them in just about 2 minutes, probably less than that. Malachi, are you on the air? Is Malachi on the air?
Yes, I am. How you doing?
I'm fine. Is this King Tut or Malachi?
This is Malachi.
Okay, everything's fine. Did you hear a little bit of your music?
Yes, I did.
Okay, what's going to be happening is that Sean is in the production room right now, and she's going to arrange that we play a little more of it, okay? So how are you doing out there in Missouri?
Pretty good. Beautiful day.
Yeah, it's a nice day.
Hi, King Tut.
How you doing?
Okay, fine, and everything's good. I understand that you guys are the newest thing on the scene with rap music. Am I right? Talk to me.
Yes, ma'am. We're trying to be.
Yeah.
Well, how did you two get together? And tell me what's the gist of it? I know you're rappers, but listen, I heard you do battle rap. Now I know that a lot of other people know about that, but you know, I don't. I'm a little older, as you might know.
Right. Well, we do something that's called the Throne Room Battles.
Uh huh.
And it's hosted by a friend of mine named Skeet Jones. He's from Team Now Pour That. And we've had five of them so far. It's basically, you know, something that we bring kids and artists to have beefs or disputes. And it is basically like settling your differences without violence.
Wow. So, no kidding. So you're actually working with some kids then, is that right?
Yes.
Correct.
Wow. And the idea is for them to rap. And some of my people my age call it what? Signifying. Was it like that?
It's kind of like being in a boxing ring, but with words instead of fists.
Right.
I laugh at that. Or better known as playing the dozen.
Play the dozen,
right,
exactly.
Right.
All right, tell us a little more about it. Go ahead. Where you guys?
They could always go and watch them on YouTube under Buku TV. You can watch all the previous battles we have. But we do about one a month. Usually we have about two contenders, and it's a face-to-face thing. Three rounds, probably about 30 seconds to 2 minutes a round.
Right.
And, you know, they just go back, exchange the words. Nothing too deep, but, you know, they get to get out a little bit of the anger, frustration through words, you know.
Wow, that's fantastic. Seems to me Russell Simmons was doing that, you know, some time ago with Def Jam when he first started. Was that
somebody we definitely look up to?
Yeah.
That's where we got a lot of ideas from a lot of the artists that we used to listen to as growing up.
Uh-huh.
Also being on the East Coast, you know, we're exposed to a lot of different artists through our family that knew a lot of people. So we're really just trying to incorporate our East Coast kind of ways in the Midwest and try to get it clarified that it's not just all about rapping and shooting and killing and different things like that, but you can also use it for positive ways.
Uh-huh. And that's what you two are doing. You're using it in a positive way when you deal with kids, right?
Right.
Okay.
With the children.
Yeah, with the children. I see. Okay. Okay. Malachi Majestic and King Tut. Where do the two names come from? Yeah?
Malachi the Majestic. It was kind of Children of the Corn thing, I guess.
Children of the Corn?
We kind of just stuck with it. No, actually, the Malachi was biblical. The last chapter in the Bible, the Old Testament, that's where the Malachi came from. Majestic was just an entertainment label that we chose, so I just put them together and made my name Malachi Majestic.
Uh-huh. King Tut kind of came from me kind of being young with a little cocky attitude. I used to always hear that you're not King Tut, you don't do that, you know. And it kind of stuck with me a little bit. And then I also started to look at it a little bit deeper when I got older, as a little bit feeling like I set myself apart. Like,
uh-huh.
I want to be known as a legend, not just known as a regular person,
right,
personally. You know what I mean? We don't want to just be known as just Malachi the Majestic and King Tut, and that's it. Well, that's what we're trying to implement it in different ways, in the music and the different things that we do in the community, period. Just try to get our name and our label out there.
And your label is, or your company is Majestic Entertainment, right?
Majestic Entertainment, yeah.
And now
it's under our other company, which is Heaven Sent Incorporated, but Majestic Entertainment is our basically the music part of it.
Okay, Majestic Entertainment. And what's the other company that you have, Rick?
It's Heaven Sent Incorporated.
Heaven Sent Incorporated. Okay. Now, how can people get in touch with you? Because I understand that you're looking for new artists.
Yes, we are. I mean, in the California, Oregon area, Kansas City, St. Louis area, or the New York, New Jersey, Connecticut area. They can find us on Facebook at Tom Majestic, or you can Facebook Biggie Love, that's King Touch, or we have a number of 816-914-33 is a direct business number that we have.
Now give out that number again,
816-914-33-24.
Let's do that again. In order to get in touch with Majestic Entertainment and with Malachi Majestic and with King Tut, the number for you to call. So write this number down, everyone. The number is 816-914-3324. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so in other words, Malachi and King Tut, or Majestic, Malachi the Majestic and King Tut, they are they represent their company, Majestic Entertainment, and Heaven Sent, that's the other company. They are looking for brand new artists. And I think you're great. I've heard you stuff, and I'm looking at it. Now I'm going to reveal something. Ricky?
Yes, ma'am.
Ricky, he's yes, ma'aming me. This is my grandson, everyone. King Tut? Brandon?
Yes, ma'am.
Brandon is my nephew. And where are you guys right now? Where are you guys right now?
We're in Kansas City, Missouri.
We all get
our music and entertainment qualities from you.
Yes, you do.
That's right, because you all remember the Thompson Dance Studio quite well. As a matter of fact, your dad, when we were doing, The King and I one time. Was it The King and I? No, it was The Wiz. Your daddy played the part of The Wiz, and he loved doing that. Because, you know, he also fashioned himself as being James Brown. I remember when you weren't even thought of, and Ricky had me get him a blue cape, and he jumped off the stage, and he was singing, please, 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 like James Brown. He was crazy about James Brown. But I'm so tickled, and I'm so proud of you guys.
We appreciate that. Thank you.
The videos are great. And you got them.
We're really trying to build our entertainment level up.
Yeah, I mean, the thing with us is we're trying to do it ground up ourselves. Like, we don't have anybody else. We have no really editing groups, no promotion groups. I mean, we're doing it all ourselves. We're making the groups ourselves. We get together.
Ourselves.
We're funding it ourselves. We're getting a group of guys. Okay, you guys are going to be our promoters. You know, this is your job. This is what you do. You're going to go out there and do this. This is for the team. We got these guys. We're going to be the entertainers, and we're going to go out and do this. We're, you know, so we're really trying to build everything from the bottom up. So the videos that we have now are a little basic, but I mean, we're working on it. We're getting better with every move and every you know, thing that we do.
And see, when you're in the, when it comes to the industry, I know a lot of people know, if you, I guess, if you watch TV or if you even read, in the industry, you got to learn that you doing it independently, or indie is what they call it in the industry, it's hard, you know, because it's, we're funded, when you try to fund your own business, you're your own scout, you're your own manager, your own producer. You know what I mean? Everything is hard. And we also have families. We have kids. You know what I mean? So it's harder as being independent, but at the same time, we feel like we're going to be branched out and be noticed behind what we do behind scenes.
Right.
You know
what
I mean? So it's – say it again.
I said right.
Yeah, and it's we really feel like we're unstoppable. We're not going to stop, regardless if we're on the mainstream or if we're not. We're still going to do it because it's in us. It's not just something that we do for fun. It's not just something that we just say, oh, we're going to do it because we want to be noticed. It's something that we feel as an artist, personally, as me, and also I know as Malachi, we feel personally that's what we're here for.
That's
we're here to not change but we're also here to let people understand where we come from, what we've recognized in our lives and the things that you can do to be better or to be more prosperous than what we've done right now.
Right.
That is so terrific. I'm really so proud of you. I mean, you are products of the Thompson Line and the Thompson Dance Studio.
Yes, we are. Yeah.
And they're looking for to work with everyone, Majestic Entertainment. I'm talking to my grandson and my nephew, Malachi Majestic. Ricky and Brandon, King Tut, when they're doing new videos, it's a new sound. I love, but also, you know what I like, Ricky and Brandon, really? I love the fact that you, too, are involved with wanting to help the kids with the battle rap or, you know, with them rapping against each other instead of them out in the street fighting and shooting and that kind of stuff. So elaborate on that more with us, for us. Talk a little bit more about
that. There's enough black on black crime and enough young people dying.
Right.
So it's time to start doing things a little more positive.
And see, Kansas City right now is struggling right now with our school districts right now and the violence. We're struggling. It's like we're not just going to be here. We're going to be a part of Kansas City, which means that we're going to try to do our best to figure out a way to help not only us grow, but also as our city grows.
Yeah.
You know, we got a lot of artists in Kansas City that people haven't heard of, but a lot of artists that have just come on the mainstream that people really haven't heard of, are like, wow, Kansas City's on the map, you know?
Uh-huh.
So we're really trying to be the next step or the next level of the new generation, basically, not only as in music, but also in our neighborhood and our community and other communities as
right.
we move on.
The new generation, there, you know, there are footsteps for the future,
uh-huh.
you know? And right now, it's a little bit the way it is going. We don't have a real good future is looking like, you know, among the young people and the roles that they're taking, the leadership that they have sometimes out here. So we're just trying to keep that positive influence inside of them to do right and overcome, you know, everything. You know, basically to be leaders themselves. You don't have to follow in that something just because everyone else is
right.
doing it. Be your own person, be your own man or woman.
Right.
Now, you know, you two sound like you're from Missouri. Where are you from? Where were you born?
Elizabeth, New Jersey.
1079 Bond Street.
Hey, watch out for giving the address down. But yes, New Jersey. You are metropolitan area, New York, New Jersey, folks. And they are from, were born and raised, as a matter of fact, in New Jersey, in Elizabeth, New Jersey. So they are not far from home at all. Listen, I'm really glad. I'm so glad to finally get to talk to you because you've really been busy. And Ricky, you haven't returned.
Oh, yeah,
okay. So we will get
really
that. Won't we?
Right.
And anyway,
yes, Rick,
now, where is your next performance coming from? I mean, when are you going to be doing the next event?
The next event is going to be called the Throne Room 6, and it's entitled Unfinished Business, and it will be on August 11, 2012. It's in KCMO. But you can also watch it live on Ustream.
Wait a minute. KCMO is Kansas City, Missouri, right?
Kansas City, Missouri, yes.
Okay, now you can say you can also watch it in what?
You can watch it live on Ustream.
Uh-huh.
Or you can always go back and watch our events on YouTube. Just put in Buku TV in the search box.
Buku.
And all of our battles of
Buku
TV.
Spell it.
BOOCOOTV.
Okay, I got it. Now, in order for people to get in touch with you, because as we said before, you are looking for new artists. So you're really building this building business and expanding it.
Yes, you are.
All right. And you know what? I love the educational component because now you're doing
right.
things with kids and you want to show them that it's a better way to, you know, to do what your talent is leading you to do. And that is to don't fight each other physically. You know, if you have a beef with someone, well, come and sing about it. Am I right?
Right. Express yourself verbally. And we feel if you express yourself verbally, because at the end of all the battles, we make sure that we shake hands
right.
and we make sure we chill out. And we have a good time.
Everybody, you know, hangs out together after.
Right. So it's not like they're beefing and they come rap on each other. And they're still, and when they leave, it's left there. That's the main thing we really stand on. When we're finished, you leave it in the throne room.
Yeah, the problem stays there.
Any problem that you had, everything stays there. That's the last day or the last event of anybody having a problem. That's also how we built a lot of our family in our label.
So we also put a little bit of the rougher cases, you know, of things. We also do have two MMA teams, Alpha Dog. That's mixed martial arts. It's actually like ring fighting, like kind of like a boxing league. And we have one in Kansas City that's called Alpha Dog. And we have one in Medford, Oregon. It's called Hawkins Mixed Martial Arts.
Wow.
So a little bit of the tougher cases that, you know, words, they just still can't settle for words. And they just have to use their hands and, you know, kind of violent nature. At least this way as well, you kind of get in the ring with another violent nature person. But it's structured, you know. So.
And control.
Control,
yeah, I got that. I love it. I absolutely love it. Now, also, now you were telling us about the next performance again. I want to hear that. Where is this going to be, and what's the date of it again? And give it that to me slowly so I can understand and write it down. Okay, when's your next event? It's in August?
It's on August 11th.
August 11th?
Next month.
Where is it?
It's in Kansas City, Missouri, and it's going to be at Skeet Jones Cognac Lounge.
Okay.
Which is on 56 in Bellefontaine.
All right. Keith Jones Cognac Lounge?
Skeet Jones.
Skeet Jones. Now, what do the kids have to do? They have to sign up for it or what?
They can just get in contact with me.
All right.
And I mean, this card right here may be filled for this one battle, but we also do have another one that month in August, too, on the 30th of August, and that card is not filled, so they can definitely get on and, you know, do their thing that day.
And the number for them to call again, because you are looking for a new artist, that's 816-914-3324, everyone. So everybody listening in, if you are a rap artist and if you are looking for something to, you know, to get into battle rap, what is it called? Battle rap, or what is it called? Battle rap. Okay. So that number for you to call is 816-914-3324. What are the requirements for joining or signing up for it? You have to be of a certain age, you have to be of a certain sex, or what? Can you know?
No.
Looking
no,
for your adult?
No age limit, no sex. Just bring your skills.
Uh-huh. So guys and girls, in other words.
Yes, correct.
Okay. All right. Now, what about the hip-hop Woodstock thing that you're doing? What is that about?
That's something we're sponsoring. It's going to be in Medford, Oregon, and that's happening on September 1st. The tickets for that are $10. They have vendor spots available. They have artist spots available, booths to rent out. And that's going to be in Medford, Oregon, like I said, on September 1st in Heaven LLC, as well as a couple other companies. I think it was Puff and Stuff. And Black Op is sponsoring this event. And it's basically like Woodstock for hip-hop. But instead of it being a 3-4-day event, it's one day. It starts at 11 a.m., and I think it ends at 3 o'clock in the morning the next day.
Now, you two are going to Oregon?
Yes.
Wow.
We'll be there.
Tell me that. That's terrific.
we try to stay moving. We don't want to just be structured to just where we're at.
Yeah.
You know, we know that it's not, we don't want people to just think it's just, we're just trying to get Kansas City artists or Missouri artists or Kansas artists. We're really trying to go worldwide, to be honest. We're trying to touch a little bit of everything. I know, me personally, I was telling Mallory the other day, we probably want to make a stop and try to go to Canada. We haven't been there yet.
Yeah.
You know, and that's,
we have a group out there, Team Outpour, out in Canada.
Wait a minute.
Listen,
you two are born and bred in Elizabeth. When are you coming to Jersey?
Oh, yeah. That's our staple.
that's home. We'll be there this year.
That's our staple. We'll definitely be home for sure. Much love to 16 Bars also. Burn Proof out there. We got a lot of family members and a lot of friends that are really coming up. And also, if people know that Burn Proof also is a lot of, they do a lot of events for the community also.
Yes.
So a lot of the people that we're in tie with are positive. We really try to keep it positive, even though sometimes the lyrics are adult lyrics, as you want to say, but we try to keep it positive. We try to have a message behind everything that we say. It's not like we're just on the radio or on the music or on the records just talking nonsense.
Yeah.
We try to make sure that we implement a positive message to make people understand so we don't just draw one crowd. We're trying to draw every crowd,
right.
From the old to the young, from overseas, anywhere. We're just trying to draw a crowd to let people understand and hear what we're trying to do and hear our music also.
Yeah, you know, that's really great. Now, also, on a serious note, too, now, Ricky, I was telling you before, and you, Brandon, that, you know, on the Internet, as you probably know, When you are on the internet, not only are you heard locally and nationally, but you are heard globally. And I was telling you before that when I say globally, I mean, you know, people from all over are listening to us. And as a matter of fact, when we had Jazz Joe, we had gotten some emails from people who were listening to Rick G doing the Jazz Show with us and Junius Williams. They were listening to us from the Alps, the Swiss Alps. They were listening to us from South America, and they were listening to us from some places in Europe. And so you're heard all over when you are. So we're going to be doing this again and again because I'm really personally very proud of what you're doing. I like it. I love it. I'm learning a lot. And I just have these images of Ricky jumping off the stage doing, please, 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 as James Brown.
He still does it.
I know, up in the crowd. And then with one of his friends, you know, running over and putting this blue cape on him, and he's struggling off stage talking about, please, please, please. And it was absolutely fantastic. So you're leading me from good stock. Listen, so what else do you want to tell me? Can we play? I'm going to talk to Shauna now in production. Shauna, is it possible for us to play a little bit more of the video or what, or the music? All right, we're going to play a little bit more, so you guys hang around, right? Don't go into it. I want to get some more information from you, okay? All right.
All right.
And I'm looking at the video right now.
That's what they all used to say. One night I used to beg to say, let's skip the foreplay. The next morning I'm out, the block's blazing, cops blazing, barricades for street raids. I rarely escape. Now they watching my face, live on the street, so I'ma show them a place to blow to his face. I keep my eye on you, sweet 16, and still keep firing. Duke, I need to. They didn't love me, they wouldn't hug me, calling me ugly. Ma, I'm just chubby. Now the joke's on you, the world turns, the fire burns, now the joke's on you. Home or place in the game, keep on shining like the lifeline and the diamonds on my chain. Like, no, I'm one of a kind, it's hard to find them in the wine, sip the vodka and lime, I got it. And I ain't never coming back, fucked up part about it, I'll be still selling crack for something new. Shipped off to find China, groups sit back collecting revenue, just checking the view, I had it. In my mind, it changed the bitch, swerving side to side down the lane, doing the buck, just like, yeah, they seeing me pass for a while for my glass, for the ones to die fast, trying to.
Brandon and King Tut. Let's see, Majestic, are you still there? Are they still there?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay, that is great. I love it. I'm sitting here looking at the screen at the same time, so I was watching the video at the same time. Now, who shot this? Who was it? Who was the camera person?
That was a friend of mine, the one that's doing the hip-hop Woodstock, actually, out in Oregon. His name is Bleeko. He's from Black Op Records.
Uh-huh. Well, tell Bleeko the video is good. The quality is good. I like it. Okay?
So, thank you. Appreciate that.
It's definitive and everything. So how many videos do you have on, you know, YouTube, by the way?
We have 4 official videos.
I'm looking at that.
The one with both of us is called The Calm Before Storm.
Yeah, I
see. And it's our interlude to our album coming out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the album should be here probably by the end of August, no later than the beginning of September. So we're coming back with a Jersey Boys 2 mixtape coming out, and then we should be working on my. I know Malachi's gonna produce my album, King Tut's album, my solo album.
Uh-huh.
So everybody, get ready.
Okay.
It's gonna be hot.
Fantastic! You already have 468 views now. I'm quite sure you're gonna get more. Malachi.
Right.
Yes.
Malachi the Majestic and King Tut. Ricky Andre,
yes.
This is good again, and I want to keep. Yeah, I want to make sure that you tell me where you are. You know, you're supposed to do that anyway, don't you? All right, and what's going on with the company? It's very exciting, and I'm very, very happy that this is going in this direction. And we will let people know whenever you're going to be in the area, or you can let us know wherever you are going to be, because you have a number of things already set up. So, in order for people to find out what your schedule is, can they go to your website?
Yes.
Yes. Well, the website is currently under construction. Like I said, just for right now, they could do the Facebook thing, the Facebook Me and Malachi Majestic.
Okay, now the name of the Facebook page is Malachi the Majestic.
Malachi Majestic.
Malachi Majestic or Malachi the Majestic and King Tut or what? Don't give me the exact.
No, it's just Malachi Majestic.
Malachi Majestic.
Yes.
Okay, so that's where to get.
Do that, we can add you into our fan group, and you can we'll let you know all our updates, the future events, current shows, videos, all of that stuff. We'll put you in. It's basically like our Majestic Entertainment community.
Okay, well, you know, you have my information, so you know, just put it on my Facebook also. Okay. All right, but keep it posted. And I know I'm going to want Ty Washington, who's the head of GoPro Radio Network here, and he's always looking for people to do new shows, so maybe we'll get something more going together so that you will always be heard here in the New York, New Jersey metropolitan area. I think that would be really
appreciate that.
And I also love the fact that you are also using the education, because you know Mother and Daddy, you know, that they were educators, and you know, with the preschool and Daddy and so forth and so on, which would be your great grandparents. Okay, so anyway, we will talk to you soon. Love you both.
I love you too.
Okay, in order to get in touch with Malachi and also with King Tut, call 816-914-3324. That's 816-914-3324. Once again, the number for Malachi Majestic and King Tut, you know, to see their videos or to talk to them about being one of their new artists, because they are looking for new artists, and also a schedule of their events and new performances. Once again, that number to call out there in Missouri is 816-914-3324. Google them, and you'll find them on there. We'll be right back, everyone. We're going to be taking a short break. Is that okay? Thanks for being on, you guys. Talk to you soon. Okay. Everyone, that was Malachi the Majestic and also King Tut, brand new rappers. Well, actually, they're not brand new, but they're just recently, you know, have been putting out their music, and I'm really very proud of them because of the fact that I knew they were doing this, and I did not know about the educational component. And they both are, you know, attend church, by the way, big time. So they are dedicated to helping youth, you know, who have been going through something, some changes in their lives, and they don't know how to deal with it. And they're singing rap. And so this is an art form that we have to recognize and really give them support. So I like the fact that they are involving the kids. As a matter of fact, if the kids have a problem with each other, they can do it by battle rap. You know, it's like signifying. It's like, a long time ago when you were, you know, doing different things and you would just, talk to each other. And anyway, or fight. So you don't want to fight anymore. So, you know, you talk your problems out and you can do it through rapping. Very, very proud of that. I like the sound. And I like the way it sounds. I like the beat. God, wonder where they get all that talent. Anyway, thanks again to Malachi Majestic and to King Tut. As a matter of fact, we're probably going to have Sparkle on from, Atlanta. I'll have to call Sparkle. And she's doing a radio show out there also. And, see what she's going to be, what she's into. My sister and I, Pat Joyner. My sister, who died recently. It's still very hard for me to absorb this because we were so close. And I'm going to be doing a tribute to Pat. I haven't talked about that because it was very difficult. It is very difficult for me to talk about. But I do also write children's books. And I have about 11 children's books that I have to have published. And I've been saying this for years. And a number of them are really quite amusing. So the first one I decided to put out is going to be a tribute to Pat Joyner, my sister. And she would like this because it's a funny, cute children's book. And it's about two little girls sitting on the sidewalk waiting for the trains to go by. This actually happened when we were very, very, very young. And the way she was sitting there. And by the way, Malachi is also an artist. And I have got to get him to do the illustrations. Little does he know, he is going to do my illustrations. He is going to find time. I'm announcing that right now. So he's going to be doing the illustrations for the children's book. And I'm going to be starting them one by one and finally putting them out and letting everyone know about them. Another thing I want to say, I am Kay Thompson, and this is the Kay Thompson, the Kay and Gus Show. We like to say Kay and Gus taking a closer look to a lot of issues, a lot of topics, a lot of things going on that are current, that are past. As a matter of fact, I brought a book with me that I'm going to be giving you some information on that probably a lot of you probably never heard of before. This is an old, old book. And some really very interesting things in here. It goes back to, slavery. And it's called The Black Book. Very difficult to get. Even more difficult to have as your own. So, you know, I have it right here. And it's been here for a long period of time. And I'm going to be looking up and giving you information out of this book that deals with so many things so long ago that it's absolutely amazing. But before I do that, and before I even talk about that, as a matter of fact, I'm going to be talking about Black Cowboys in a minute because I see that in this book. And since I'm very involved with history and with African-American history and the contributions that so many people have made along their lifetimes and along the years and things that we may have forgotten about that you will want to know about. In order to be complete, you have to know where you come from and what you've been doing and how you got to where you are. So let me talk about Gus for a minute. Gus is coming along, and there's going to be a tribute for Gus, and we are finalizing the dates even as we speak. And I want to say we because the African American Chamber of Commerce in New Jersey, with John Harmon as the head of this, they are going to be having a tribute to Gus Henningberg, and I think that's going to be somewhere in September. I'll have to check with them. This is not me doing this. This is them, the African-American Chamber of Commerce group that's going to be doing this. And it's the African-American Chamber of Commerce of New Jersey, and they are located, their offices are located in Trenton, New Jersey. And the CEO is John Harmon. And we're going to be talking to him at some time when we get the date. So in case you want to call them, you can, and make sure that you have your information for the tribute that's coming up for Gus, and that will be sometime in September. And I will check, and as a matter of fact, I'm going to give out this phone number right now. And I'm quite sure this, since this is an office number, I'm quite sure that you can call the organization about Gus Henningberg's tribute. And that number is 609-571-1620. Once again, that number is 609-571-1620. And as a matter of fact, you're going to find out more information about the tribute once you receive your copies of Positive Community Magazine. Now, I have to say thanks again to Jean Nash at Positive Community Magazine, and also Adrian Council at Positive Community Magazine, because what they do with this wonderful magazine that started when we were all over at WLIB is that they have brought it to the point where it is covering New York and New Jersey. I mean, and it is really a faith-based magazine. In other words, what Adrian and Jean do, what they do, is they actually make the magazine available, you know, to people in the church, and they give it away at times. And if you go to church, you'll get a copy. And Adrian generally drops the magazines off at with Gus and with me. And so we are always up to date on what's going on. They have a number of affairs themselves. They have different forums going on. And they will cover your event. And you need to get in touch with them because they do wonderful things there at Positive Community Magazine. And you can get them on their website, Positive Community Magazine, and you can see what's going on. The last event that they have was the Education Forum. So they deal with all these different questions. They deal with all kinds of events happening in the churches and all over. So very proud to be a part of Positive Magazine, Positive Community Magazine. They have our ad running in the paper, in their magazine, rather, and we want to really thank them about that. And also say happy birthday to Jean Nash. She had a birthday a couple of days ago. Also, I was talking to Gloria Bryant from the Writing Company. Got to have Gloria on here. She is another one of these wonderful business people. We had quite a conversation a little while ago before I came here, and talking and laughing because we all of the same age, around 20-something, if you believe that. I'll tell you another one. But anyway, we used to play a lot of tennis. As a matter of fact, my sister played more tennis than I did just lately. Well, prior to her leaving this and being a member of the cloud category up there. So I'm still annoyed with her. We used to fuss every day, and I miss fussing with my sister. She was the one who called me to let me know, whoa, tennis is on. And she would have enjoyed the match between with Serena and Venus because Serena Williams won again, won Wimbledon. And also so did Venus, and Serena playing doubles won. Well, the conversation that I had with Gloria Bryant from the Writing Company in New Jersey, my sister and I played in the Nationals, the National Association of Black Tennis Players, one year, several years ago. And we got all the way up to the finals. Now, we really don't know how we did that. We thought we were great and good, but we didn't think we were that good. But we were beating people, I guess, the people that we played along the way. You know, they probably weren't good players. Or either we were just really pretty darn good, and we were. But we always believed in looking a certain way. So, and we got up to the finals, and all of a sudden we found out, you know, that we were going to be playing a woman who was the tennis coach from Princeton Princeton University's tennis team. And a wonderful little lady from California, her name was, I think, Virginia Glass. Let me tell you something, everyone. They beat the socks off us. It was 6-1, 6-0. And so we just sat down, my sister and I, after we were beaten so badly, well, we just, you know, walked very cutely over to the benches and started combing our hair and putting our makeup back on. Well, the photographers came out to take our pictures because they thought we won. Since we were so happy about the fact that We wanted to get off the court because we were being beaten so badly. But anyway, those are kind of one of the kind of conversations that I have with Gloria, and I'm so talked. So I'm glad to talk to her today. And let me get back to Gus, because we were still talking about, I was talking to her about the tribute to Gus also. So, and that is going to be in September. As soon as we find out the date from John Harmon and Cecil Sanders and Malcolm Dunn and Jeff Dunn and Jim Felton and Hank Henderson and Janice Holder and a few other people, we will announce that, and so you can be aware of it. By the way, the tribute is going to be once again at New Jersey Performing Arts Center. When my daughter drove me here tonight, she came from the film festival in Newark. I don't know if you know that the Black Film Festival, which has been happening every year for absolutely, I don't even know how many years, but it's generally down at the museum, the Newark Museum, the museum in Newark, where Mary Sue Sweeney is the executive director of the museum down there. And the film festival is always held at the museum. I am not able to get there because of the fact that we did a show on a Wednesday night. And generally, Gus and I would be here. And so since he is not here, I'm carrying on the whole thing with him and thinking of him and thinking about the film festival. The film festival was something that Gus was the originator of. So the Black Film Festival in Newark is the oldest Black film festival in the country, by the way, for those of you who didn't know that. And it was founded by Gus Henberg. He was the first one who brought that and had that idea for that. The person, one of the other people who is now the head of that is Gloria Buck. And again, a good friend, Mary Sue Sweeney down at the museum. And also Gloria Buck, film festival people. And I have a whole list of people who belong to the film festival, that organization and that group and wonderful people, and see that the best of Black film come right there. There were so many different films there with so many different actors and actresses. The Hudlin brothers have been there. Let me see. Donald Bogle has been there. Oh, God. So many stars have come. I was honored by my interview that I did with Rosa Parks. That was screened down there, and that portion was shown. I had done a one-to-one interview with Rosa Parks when she was when she was brought to Don. Let me see, what's his name? I forget his name. The artist Miller, Don Miller's studio in Montclair, New Jersey. And Gus had arranged for me to interview Rosa Parks on a one-to-one. This was years ago, and I was really very thrilled to do so. And we had that interview, and that the film festival wanted it to be presented down there at the film festival, and I was really, really very tickled to do that. It was a 20-minute interview. It was one-on-one, and Rosa Parks tells in this interview, the reason why it was done at Don Miller Studios, because he's one of the leading artists. He has since passed, but he's one of the leading artists in New Jersey from Montclair. And he had done this huge mural of what he called the modern-day civil rights movement that started with, it really is a history lesson. It's a mural that is a history lesson. It chronicles the civil rights movement with Dr. Martin Luther King when he was in college. He had pictures of him at college. He has a picture of his family. And as this mural moves along, it is a historical, chronological piece painted by Don Miller from Montclair, New Jersey. Gus arranged for Rosa Parks to be brought to his studio for me to interview. And it was a 20-minute interview. By the way, if you are a teacher, if you are an educator, if you are a parent, even if you're not a parent, as long as you're breathing, you should get down there to the Martin Luther King Museum in Washington, D.C. You will see that monumental mural that Don Miller, artist in New Jersey, painted of the modern-day civil rights movement, and it is it chronologizes history. Anyway, Gus and I had gone down several years ago to Washington to the African-American Congressional Conference down there. I was moderating for Donald Payne's panel, and we went to see the mural because I hadn't seen it since I had interviewed Rosa Parks. And it is huge if you stand out in front of the museum, the Martin Luther King Museum down in Washington, D.C. It is absolutely huge. I had forgotten how big it was. Anyway, so that's the mural. And I have that interview, and it's on video, and I'm going to be making it available, you know, to you, to the public, as soon as we get up our website. We have a lot to show and a lot to tell you about. So the tribute with Gus is going to be coming up. He is doing okay, and I was talking to him yesterday, and he was asking for me, and I went there, and we had quite a good conversation. He is really quite funny. I know a lot of people don't know that, but we do a lot of laughing, and of course I do a lot of giggling because I think he thinks that I'm a funny person, and I think he thinks it's because I used to wake him up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I would say, "So what you doing, Henningberg?" And he would say a few words that I won't repeat, but he would say, "What the? Do you mean what am I doing at 5 o'clock in the morning? What time is it? 5 a.m. So you want to talk about something, Henningberg?" He would say, by this time he's getting tickled. And then I would say something like, "I'm going to go downstairs and have coffee." He said, "Please." So I won't tell you the other conversation, but you can imagine. But anyway, we both end up laughing and giggling. But anyway, I'll be seeing him tomorrow. By the way, today's my brother's birthday. Happy birthday to you, bud. So I'll be seeing you tomorrow or the next day. And, you know, we'll celebrate your birthday. How old are you? Oh, 50? Oh, okay. And I'm your younger sister, so that makes me what? Alrighty. Anyway, everybody, we're so glad that you have tuned in today. And so glad that I'm talking to you about the African-American tribute for Gus. And this, I'm going to be talking to John Harmon and a few of the other gentlemen in the African-American Chamber of Commerce of New Jersey. They are really reviving themselves. Things have been a little calm of late, I understand. However, they are reviving themselves. It's a wonderful organization. Believe me, if you are a business person or want to get into business, you know, New Jersey is on the ball. Now, I've worked in New York a lot of you may know WLIB and BLS, and, you know, also for doing a television show called New Jersey Press Conference over on Canal 47 Spanish TV for a number of years. That was 8 years, I think. And then working for New Jersey Network TV, developing different educational programs for the school system, because they also taught school in Newark and at William Patterson College. And we had a couple of businesses. No, I don't believe in being, you know, just doing one thing. We are multifaceted. We are all multi-talented, and we can do whatever we want to do. And we are all sitting on gold mines because we have so much talent. Just you telling about your story, your history alone is fascinating. And once you do, you know, you start doing your background checks, your history, your own history, you will find out things that you will be absolutely amazed about. For instance, if you look in the biography or the autobiographical books from Hampton University, one of the names of one of the families involved with Hampton is, they have more names than anybody else. And would you care to guess what name it is? It is the Thompson. And my name is Kay Thompson Tate. So, you know, yes, a lot of my relatives went to Hampton, as did my son, as did one of my sons, rather, Ricky Tash, and my daughter Gina. Lisa's out there. My daughter Lisa, rather, went to Hampton. Hampton University down in Hampton, Virginia. What a school. And then my daughter Gina is in Bermuda, and she's getting ready to do more television. And she's going to be doing a couple other stories for us because she is one of our correspondents. And Brianna is going to be doing, I have 6 minutes, by the way, Brianna is going to be doing our Caribbean segment. We have not forgotten about that. But she was just appointed or just made the team, the volleyball team from Bermuda. I think it's the National Bermuda Volleyball Team. And she's been practicing very, very hard. And so they're going to be going to St. Kitts very shortly. So I'm going to give you information about that. While I'm talking about information, another thing you should know was that Gus was appointed by Governor Tom Kaine to head the economic opportunity program, you know, for our students years and years ago. And that was what that was for, minority students to be able to go to some of the major colleges. That was the EOF, the Economic Educational, the Educational Opportunity Fund. And so that money, monies from that organization, that went to having minority schools being able to go to schools, go to the best schools, just like other people. So, and that was made available. And of course, you know about so many other things like the UNCF telethon. You know, we were both involved with that, you know, years ago. And that raises money for the United Negro College Fund. And of course, that's around Christmas time when they were having their telethons. I think they still have it. And a lot of fun. I remember doing that and wearing some gowns that, what's her name? I forget her name. Patti LaBelle let me borrow. And I was really in 7-7, you know, because I was a host of the New Jersey portion of UNCF telethons for a couple of years. Also, I want to tell you this about education. Now, here's a story right here you will want to know about. Some colleges are now offering degrees for 3 years. The whole look at education has changed and is changing and is evolving. So take advantage of this. There is money out there for you to go to school. Don't think because of the fact that this is an economic downturn that there is not money for you or your children to go to school. When I was on WLIB, I would have a list of different scholarships and monies available. There are the sororities, there are the fraternities, there are so many different things. What you have to do is, and Donald Payne, Congressman Donald Payne, would provide me with this information. Of course, that's going to be done again because of his son is now going to be, you know, he's now filling in for his father's place. So we're going to be giving out that information about where to go to get this money for you or your son or your daughter, your grandchildren to go to school. And in a lot of the colleges are now offering degrees in 3 years. This has changed, I'm telling you. The whole educational system is being revamped. We want to make sure that you stay up to date on it to find out what's available for us. And I fully intend to give you that information. As a matter of fact, I promise you I will as it comes into me. And I just want to say a bit about next week. How long do I have? Shauna, how long do I have? About 3 minutes. Okay, let me just tell you this. I am going to be talking to a group of women next week, and they are the Women for Obama. Okay, so the Women for Obama are going to be here next week, and let me tell you who they are. Attorney Moonyin Jackson arranges for us next week, by the way. And that is Shakira Ali, and that is Pat Smith, and that is, Audrey, I forget her last name. I'm trying to find this in my book. And so they're going to be here next week and talking about they are the women for Obama. So that's a good thing. So thanks to Attorney Moonyin Jackson down there in Washington for arranging this. A lot more information. If you want to know about the tribute, you can call me or write me here at Black Wax Studio or GoPro Radio Network. As a matter of fact, if you want to do a radio show, you jump on it now because this is happening, I'm telling you. It's really good and we love it. You can call 323-679-0906, as a matter of fact, and you can get information. Go on the website. Go to BW Moving Images Studio. You're located at 280 First Street, Jersey City, New Jersey, between Newark and Jersey Avenue. The studio number is 201-963-6751. And ask for GoPro Radio Network. We need you. We need your voices. You are sitting on gold mines. Your own history is a gold mine. Your own self is fascinating. You know, I'd like to get to know you better. Know about that. Okay, so I'm Kay Thompson, and we're going to be joining you again next Wednesday for Katie and Gus, taking a closer look at so many different issues, you know, local issues, national issues, and global communication issues. I'm Kay Thompson. Talk to you next week.